So hello and welcome everybody to our final session on getting to know your BrailleSense 6 from Sight and Sound Technology. My name is Stuart Lawler. Delighted to be back for week number 5. Seems no time since Jenny was with us in week number 1. And speaking of Jenny, she's come back for the last session at 5 a.m. in Korea time. Jenny, welcome back and thank you for joining us. Much appreciated.
Thanks. I'm always happy to be here, and I'm glad it's 5 o'clock instead of 4.
Indeed, I appreciate the hour. Yes, the clocks, yeah. The clocks do help in that respect. We're also delighted to have Jackie Brown, not from South Korea, but from Derry in Northern Ireland. So, Jackie, I really appreciate you joining us as well, and thank you very much for coming along this evening. Thank you. And you know, this evening, in the last 4 weeks, we've been looking at the BrailleSense user interface predominantly. If you remember, and way back in week 1, Jenny talked to us about the transitioning from a BrailleSense U2, if you skipped a Polaris, to the BrailleSense 6 and what you might expect. In week 2, we looked at the new podcasts app. In week 3, we talked about language profiles. Last week, we were talking about the wiki search and system-wide searching. And this week, we're going away from Polaris, or from the BrailleSense 6 user interface a little bit and looking at Android. And I'm very, very lucky that Jenny and Jackie are going to help us to present this tonight and share some of their tips and favorite apps. We have been talking about the BrailleSense 6 update since we started these sessions. The update has landed, as many of you, I'm sure, will know already. And I know people are enjoying that and testing it out. If you'd like to engage with us tonight, please raise your virtual hand by pressing Alt and Y, or you can type in the chat by pressing Alt and H, and I'll be keeping an eye on both channels as we go along. And we have a small group tonight, so we can have some conversation, I hope. And we might, we'd like to hear your favorite apps as well and what you like to use. So Jenny, I thought we should start with you because using Android on the BrailleSense 6 is a different experience to the traditional note taker user interface, isn't it?
It is a little bit. It's gotten a little bit more similar with the BrailleSense 6 than with the Polaris. For those of you who used the Polaris before, you remember that the main navigation was done with F3 and space F3 to move between objects. And that can still be done. However, in the BrailleSense 6, you can also use space 1 and space 4. They're basically a duplication of the same function. So at least it will feel a little bit more like what you're used to doing. And are you wanting me to go ahead and jump in?
You can work away.
Okay. So that's one thing that has remained the same. It makes it feel a little bit more traditional, but it is different. You are in some ways and often navigating what feels like a web page because often apps are using the web view. How is it different? The other thing that you're going to do in the BrailleSense interface, there are shortcuts for pretty much every function. Of course, in an Android application, we can't know what every function is. So we can't create shortcuts for specific functions. So instead, what we've done is allow you to use first letter navigation like a normal screen reader. And in fact, you're using a screen reader. That's what you're doing. We have a mobile screen reader that we have put on top of basically the Android interface. So you're doing something like you would with Windows or the Mac, you know, using VoiceOver with the Mac, or even TalkBack with the iPhone, an Android phone, but we've added a lot of keyboard commands to it. So again, you know, you're going to use first letter navigation, but there are, again, a few exceptions. So hang on, I'm going to turn on my voice here.
Voice on. Button leave meeting, press enter to activate. Task name, camera. Button unlay task name, Apple Music.
Okay.
Library.
So I've opened Apple Music, and by the way, I'm also actually using the BrailleSense with Zoom. So the first thing you heard was Zoom controls, and then I switched tasks to my Apple Music app. So this is one fantastic thing about BrailleSense 6, and I think I might have mentioned last time too. I love to demonstrate BrailleSense 6 on BrailleSense 6 because it's just fantastic to be able to do it. I have my mixer plugged directly into BrailleSense 6. My microphone's in my mixer. I have it looped back. You know, there again, you can't generally share Android audio, but if you have the right mixer, you can do that. So I'm doing all of this directly on the 6. I'm not running anything through a PC. I have it, you know, also as far as one third party app, that's fantastic to use. And that's one thing I love. I have the shortcuts in Zoom, but I also have first letter navigation. So if I want to join a meeting, I just press J, et cetera. And it's kind of the same way in Apple Music. If I want library or playlists, like I can press the letter P.
Button playing, you've got a friend, press enter to activate.
Actually, it tells me what I was playing last, but.
Button play, press enter to activate.
So I'm getting all of the P's. If I needed to go to next track, I can press N, all of that. But let's say that I want, okay, so.
Live button, listen, now press enter to activate.
This is the opening screen of Apple Music, and this is actually what I want. So I'll go here.
Listen now.
And I'm going to go.
Button library, press enter to activate.
Library, again, I'm just pressing the letter L. So here's the deal. When you first open an Android app, you're not going to know all this. Of course not. So you are going to explore using space one and space four and F3 and space F3. And that's okay. This is the thing that you've got to remember with Android apps is that you're not going to know everything that's in them. Just like when you open a web page in any web browser, if you've never seen it before, you're going to end up going through and arrowing through. But that's not always going to be the case. Once you know where to go, you can shorten this process with the first letter nav, like I'm doing right now. So I'm going to go to my library here. I'll press enter. And I want playlists.
Button playing, you've got a friend, press enter. Button play, press enter to activate. Button playlists, press enter to activate. Playlists.
And I've got one called Drama Love. So we'll go to that. Oh, hang on a second.
Button artists, button albums, press it.
Okay, so again, this is actually perfect because this is something that I need to explain. So first letter navigation, an Android app has many areas of the screen, and first letter navigation does only work within the area that you are currently focused in. So I need to
button
get
songs,
to
button TV button button my top button Hold recently on. Button top button 90s music column button a cappella mix column
now
six press enter to button button recently added out of grid press enter to activate.
So now it wrapped around. So sometimes you're going to have these weird little things like this. Try not to get frustrated with things because I know it can be confusing. Some of it is just a matter of figuring it out, and sometimes you do actually have to go down through and get what you need. So
button TV movies press.
I'm doing this again.
Button old soft column four press enter to activate.
So these are my playlists now. And old soft is fine. We'll press enter here.
Button navigate up press enter to activate.
Okay. So
button listen now press enter to activate.
Hang on. I'm gonna move forward again.
Button browse press button playing. You've got a friend. Press enter to activate.
So I could go to play.
Button play. Press enter to activate.
But I actually don't want to do that. I want to go to the songs list. So I'm gonna continue to move forward here.
Button next button old soft and list button play press enter button play button ain't no mountain high enough Marvin Gaye Tammy Terrell duration 2:28
press. Okay. So now I've got the list of things in the old soft playlist. Okay. So something else to remember here. You're going to wrap around. This is sounding confusing. I know it is. And that's part of the reason why I'm actually doing this is because I want you to understand that it can seem that way until you understand exactly how all this works. So now, again, you can always move around and get into individual things. But if I keep going, I'm going to wrap around and I'm going to get out of this list. So another thing to remember, when you're in a list, you can use space 345 and space 126 to page down and page up. If you're in something like a list of artists or a list of songs like I am right now,
button all this love debarge duration 4:00.
So
14 seconds press enter.
I just pressed space 345 and it actually jumped me down several items to this next one, which was all this love. So let's see. I'm afraid I'm gonna confuse you more than I'm gonna help. So let me stop 1 second. And before I go any further, you're not probably going to remember all this, but I tell you what, it's super easy to find what you need because the mobile screen reader commands are the very, very last chapter of the very last section of the user manual, which is the command summary. So you will always be able to find these commands if you go to the very end of the user manual. They will be right there. So if you forget anything I've told you, please visit that. The other section to check out is section 14.1, which is going to explain all about the mobile screen reader and how it works. So the main things to remember, space one and space four are going to get you through each individual object. You can also use the media buttons on the front to do that if you're in app mode. You do that by using the switch on the front to change to app mode.
App mode. And then hold this love debarge duration 4 minutes, 14.
So then you can also use the front and back buttons to do the same thing as space one and space four and F3 and space F3. You know, it's very Braille sensish to have like five ways to do everything. Don't worry about all the five ways, just choose the one you like. So then page up and page down, space three, four, five, and space 1, 2, 6. It's the same as we use for page up and page down on anything on the unit. That's going to get you through different items in a list. You're going to use first letter navigation when you know where you're going. That's what you can do. You can also, because we have the control and alt keys, one of the reasons we have those in things like Google Docs, there are actually keyboard shortcuts. You can use those with your control and alt keys. Use your backspace as shift and use control and alt, and that's going to take care of most of the Android keyboard shortcuts that exist also. So those are also available to you. Now, there's a couple of other things that I want to mention about apps in general. So when we first got Polaris, this is a little bit better with Braille Sense 6. Actually, it's quite a bit better with Braille Sense 6. And part of that is to do with the improved Google accessibility in Android 10. Part of that's to do with the speed of the device. You know, there's various things. But when we first got Polaris, I was looking for a screen recorder. And there are a ton of them. And I tried, I'm pretty sure it was 8 of them, and I couldn't use a single one. A lot of them work in the notifications. They weren't accessible. You needed a mouse to do it. They just were not possible. And then I got to number 9. Number 9 was absolutely perfectly accessible. I still use it today. And my point in saying that is that it only takes one. Sometimes you've got to try a few apps to find one that's going to be intuitive and accessible, but it only takes the one. And once you find the one, you're good. We do have a lot of recommendations as far as apps go. We did have an accessible apps list, and I had thought to update that, but it's just not quite as difficult with Braille Sense 6. There's so much that actually does work. The other thing that I want to show you really quick is that we also have the ability to label unlabeled buttons. So that's one problem. A lot of the things that were not accessible now can be made accessible. So I'm going to switch.
Task name, camera.
This is
unlabeled, press enter to activate.
This is a camera app. And for those of you who have listened to my podcast on the update, I'm so sorry. This is going to be duplication for you. But this is such a simple app. It's such an easy demo. Okay, so if I move forward in this app,
Button unlabeled, press enter to activate.
This is obviously not usable. And so it used to be that you download one of these apps and you go, okay, never mind, can't do this. Now, this isn't going to solve every problem. My screen reading or my screen recording option, for example, that wasn't just about unlabeled buttons. It was partly due to the organization and design of the app itself. And so you're still going to find things that may not work for you, but this is going to make that a lot less. This is going to reduce that by it's exponentially. So we have this option. Now I'm going to press enter L.
Add label dialog. Enter the text to be used as a label for this element internal view name, ComSimple Mobility Tools Camera, ID Shutter, Edit Box.
Okay, so this gives me the internal ID and it's actually Shutter. And it places me in an edit box so I can create a text label. For this one, I actually know that it also starts a video. So I'm going to label it take shot.
Button take shot, press enter to activate.
And all of a sudden now this button is labeled. There are only 3 buttons. So I'm going to go ahead and do
button
the rest.
Button unlabeled, press enter to activate.
We'll do it again.
Add label dialog. Enter the text to be used as a label for this element internal view name, ComSimple Mobility Tools Camera, ID Toggle Flash, Edit Box.
Okay, so this is flash on off. Now, if I don't remember, because I'm placed in the edit box, if I don't remember what it actually said to me, I can actually move back with space F3 or space 1.
Enter the text to be used as a label for this element internal view name, ComSimple Mobility Tools Camera, ID Toggle Flash, Static Box.
And I can move forward again.
Edit Box.
Back to the edit box, and we'll just do flash.
And button flash, press enter to button unlabeled, press enter
again,
to activate.
One more time, there's only one.
Enter the text to be used as a label for this element internal view name, ComSim Flammability Tools Camera, Eye Settings, Edit
and
Box.
This is settings, so I'll type that and
button
press enter.
Settings, press enter to activate.
So now, when I move forward,
button take shot, button flash, press button settings, press enter to activate.
Oh, all wow. of a sudden, yeah, it's all accessible. And it wasn't just 1 minute ago. So this is a huge, huge thing. And that is just a game changer in many respects. There are, of course, going to be a few things that are not labelable because if they weren't, if the developer of the application did not use proper IDs, et cetera, it may be impossible to get it, or it may not be possible to label it. Of course, if that's the case, you could try to contact the developer and see if they would use proper IDs so that you can. But for the most part, this is actually going to work. So yeah, this is also another reason why I don't necessarily make an accessible apps list anymore, because there are so many things that it used to be that they weren't accessible, and now they are. Now, the one thing, if I'm completely and totally honest, the one thing that I still find a bit challenging on these devices is social networking. Yeah. It can be done, but it's not lovely. For Twitter, it's hard too, because there are things like Twisa Cake now that are just fantastic for the PC, and and Quinter again, which is now part of Twisa Cake for the PC and Mac. And we do, there's a company called Natick that made a Twitter application for the BrailleSense, which I actually do like very much. And they do have it available for the BrailleSense 6. I think it's like a $15 purchase. If you use Twitter all the time, it's well worth that. If you don't, it's probably not. But it's, again, I like that, and I like it a lot. But I'm not a huge fan of doing social networking on the BrailleSense. And part of it is that I'm not a huge fan of social networking anyway. So if it's not really easy for me, I'm just not going to do it at all. So, and as it is, I generally only do, I only use Twitter. That's about all I do. So, that is one area where I think we still have some challenges, and it would be good if we sort of create a few custom, more custom interfaces that we could deal with. One thing I was pleasantly surprised though with Facebook. Now, Facebook does work a ton better on BrailleSense 6 with Android 10 than it did on the Polaris. And because image descriptions are now available in Google in the accessibility areas, it is absolutely fantastic, because you actually get those on the BrailleSense 6 too, which is really neat. So it is doable. Facebook Messenger is a little bit easier. Now, things like Zoom and Teams, they are actually fantastic. Now, they're an absolute joy to use on the BrailleSense. So I guess I shouldn't say all social networking tools. I guess I consider those more conferencing tools, because you do have the first letter navigation. It's just really great. In fact, I'm actually going to go back to Zoom here.
Task name, Apple Music. Task name, Zip button, Nav button. The account owner can also watch this recording if it's stored in the cloud. Any participant granted permission can.
One. Okay, so I'm getting the notice about the recording.
Button, leave meeting, press
and
enter to activate.
I can, of course, again, move forward, but I can also use first letter navigation.
Button, leave meeting, press enter, button, got it, press enter to activate.
Oh, okay, I have to dismiss this. Sorry. See, again, sometimes you do have to explore. I have to dismiss this notice about the recording, so I'm going to do that.
Button, start my video, press enter to activate.
Okay, so now I'm going to go to M.
Button, more, button, press enter, button, meeting info, meeting, button, mute my audio, press enter to activate.
And this is actually what I want to do, because I'm going to turn this over now to Stuart and Jackie and let them do their thing for a while. So I'm going to mute myself and let you guys have at it.
What slick timing. Thank you very much, Jenny. My goodness. And we didn't script this. So thanks, Jenny. That's absolutely amazing. And I think the labeling buttons feature is really interesting. I had a bit of a play with that last week. I think it's going to be very good for people who are exploring all sorts of Android applications and having that opportunity to do that. We just had one or two people enter the room while Jenny was speaking. So just a quick reminder that if you'd like to raise your virtual hand, you can do that with Alt and Y, or you can type in the chat with Alt and H, and I'm keeping an eye on both those channels. And we have a relatively small group in the room, so we would love to hear your favorite apps or your experiences with BrailleSense 6 so far, especially after this amazing new software that landed this week, software update. But now I'm absolutely delighted to have Jackie Brown here. Jackie, of course, is the author of books about Braille displays. She's tried and tested many of them and knows lots about them and is a real fountain of knowledge, I think, on all sorts of things. We just have a message from John Gallagher saying the sound is not great. Is this just me? If anyone else wants to report on the sound, please put it in chat and we'll, I'm not actually sure. I can hear Jenny and Jackie fine anyway.
I can hear you and Jenny.
You can hear us fine. Okay. Yeah. Just maybe give it a volume, John, and maybe see if it gets any better. So Jackie, we're delighted to have you. Love to hear about, I suppose, how you're using your device, and maybe I know you have a couple of favorite apps that you're going to tell us all about as well.
Yeah, thanks, Stuart and Jenny as well. I absolutely, wow, bowled over by the labelling function. That's I'm going to go away and try that when I can over the weekend. But I got my Braille Sense 6, I suppose it would be September, I think, and already I'm using it a lot. For those people who don't know, I'm studying with the Open University. I'm doing a master's in creative writing. So therefore I have to do a huge amount of reading and research. And I really do like using the BS6 for reading books. I've got a subscription not only to RNIB Bookshare here in the UK, but I've also subscribed to the American Bookshare. And that gives me even more books. So I love the ability to be able to download books from Bookshare directly on the system. And I love the dictionary. There is just a lot to like about this. It's a real study powerhouse, as I said to Stuart and Jenny earlier on. For anybody that is doing studying or even in a workplace, there is so much to like about the Braille Sense 6. It's quick. It's very portable. The case is lovely that comes with it. I don't really think there's any need to go and spend a lot of money on maybe one of the leather sort of alternatives that might be around now. I don't know if there are, but I'm sure there will be. But I really like the case that comes with it. And I like its size. And if you're somebody that has to go through airport security, as I do to visit my family, I have to go that way fairly often. And, I just love the idea of putting it in my handbag and going through security. And there's no issue. And it's not clunky or clumsy. It's great. So there's a lot to like about it. And I'm, my hands are in front of me, not behind my back tied. I am being really honest about it. It is a really good machine. And I think there's a lot to look forward to in the future. And I've been playing around with the Android side of it. And there are a couple of apps that I really, would recommend if you don't want to use maybe the word processor, the native word processor on the Sense, which is good. But if you want to go into Android and you want to explore, then I can recommend a couple of notes programs. The first of which is called A to Z Notes. And the reason why I like this, my husband had this on his phone. And he said to me, this is a really good app because he likes to make sort of little notes about, when to renew the oil or when to just simple things to do with his gardening as well, because he's a gardening fiend. So he likes to, make notes about when he sows certain things or when things are ready. And this app is really, really nice. From the Play Store, you can get this. It's A to Z Notes. So that's A-T-O-Z-Notes. And there is, it's free. The only thing that I would say is that there's an advert that crops up in it. So just ignore that, because you can't seem to buy a version that gets rid of the advert, but it doesn't get in your way. it's just there. So it changes every time you open it to a different advert, but you can get around that no problem at all. So if I open A to Z Notes, and I hope you'll all be able to. Okay. So I've got it open. And really, as Jenny was talking about first letter navigation earlier on, well, this is a perfect app for first letter navigation, because you have your A to Z of folders. So if you've created notes, then you have your whatever the name of the note is, it puts it into that letter. So supposing Martin wanted to, you know, write something about his apple trees, that would go under the A section, and he would go into his A section, and then his note about apples or whatever it happened to be would be in there. But you can use first letter navigation. So it's, I've got it at the top of A at the moment. So if I did say S, so it's brought up a search button, so you can search for your notes as well. So that's okay. So that's the S folder, and anything that began with S, so sewing or I don't know, just anything really beginning with S, as long as your note is created, then it puts it in the right folder. So so I've done an N there.
Build the workflow you want, presenter to activate.
So that's build the workflow you want. That's an advert. So you just ignore it.
Search presenter to activate. A to Z notes.
Right. Okay. So I'm just going down with the space and dot four at the moment. I tend to do that.
Button, build the workflow you want, presenter to button, give everyone the cord with a widget you love to use. Button, sign up, motion, presenter to act, sign up. Button, presenter to activate. Button, presenter to activate.
Okay, so
motion. Button, build the workflow you want, presenter, button, give everyone the
cord. I'm just gonna get out of that. As Jenny says, sometimes, you know, it can get into, you have to get used to going into the list. So just to browse around it, you can just do either space with dot four or space with dot one, or the tab and shift tab. I tend to use the keyboard for the tab, but I know you can use shift three and three on its own. But I tend to do space with dots four, five, or space with dots one, two, because it keeps my hands on the keyboard. So we're in. So now I'm just going down the rows.
Button C, column three, presenter to activate. Button D, column four, presenter to activate.
And you get the drift. So it's a really nice, and you can create a new note as well in this main area of the A to Z notes. And then depending on what the note begins with or what you call it, I think the safest thing is when you create a new note is to put the name of what you want to call it on the first line of your note, and then it will save it as whatever that, you know, under that letter. So, you know, if you write say Christmas card list, if you wrote Christmas card list at the top of your note, then it would save it under C, in the C folder. So that's a really useful app. And I think some of you might quite like that for, you know, just jotting things down. It's really quite useful. So I'll close this and I will go. I'm sure that some of you have met this particular app I'm coming to next.
Easy Reader.
Now this is Dolphin's Easy Reader, and it works really well on the BS6. It works well on your phone. It works well on just about anything you have, actually, but it really does work well on the BS6, because if you've got an RNIB newspaper subscription, you can sign in with that and read your newspapers. If you've got a Bookshare account, you can use Bookshare in that, as well as the main Bookshare in the Books app that the BS6 now has. But you can also use Bookshare in Easy Reader. And I like it because it keeps all the book subscriptions in one place. So it's quite good. So because I've got an RNIB Bookshare subscription, and I've also got the US Bookshare subscription, I can just go stay in Easy Reader and access them in that app as well. So I really do recommend this, and there are other libraries that you can sign up to. If we go into it,
list easier for you. Loading. Button side menu. Press enter to activate.
Okay, so when you go into it, it says I've obviously logged in and everything with my Dolphin account, but once in it, you go to the side menu button. So I've pressed
that.
So you've got here then my books.
Manage libraries.
So if you wanted to go into there and see what libraries there are, you can go in there, and then there are a list of checkboxes, and you tick the one that you want, and then you sign into that particular library with your credentials. And so you've got Bookshare. So there is.
Button my Dolphin account button, press enter to activate. Button Dolphin Easy Reader logo, press enter to activate. Button my books button, press enter to activate.
And you've got my books as well. Now, if you have a list of books, that's where you would go into your list of books, and then you can find what books that you have in there downloaded from all your various sources. So that is a free app, and it's really very easy to use. Once you sign in with if you want to create your account, you probably can do that as well. I just signed in, I think, with my Google account, actually, when I first got this and set it up. So you can use, you know, your Google account as well if you have one. And it's really, so just download from the Play Store Dolphin Easy Reader. And that's a really nice app that keeps everything together. So that's that one. And the other one I wanted to show you is called Old School Editor.
Old School Editor.
So it's old school, all one word, and space editor. And this is like a sort of a note taker as well. You can write your notes in this. But what I like about it, it kind of has a feel of the old versions of words. Of Word, no ribbons here. You can, when you set it up, you can choose the classic option when you go into it, first of all. And if you choose the classic option, then it's got your familiar file view, tools, help, all that kind of stuff that you used to see in older versions of Word on the menu bar, instead of your ribbons and stuff that some people detest. So this is quite a nice app. It's really good for, you know, just creating notes. You can save them. You've got your file save options the way that you would in Word. But it's really nice to be able to have, you know, something else to play around with. As Jenny says, you take potluck with a lot of the apps, but a lot of them actually do work. And this was another one that Martin, my husband, recommended to me. He had on his phone and he was messing about with it. And he said to me, this might be good for you. Try it on your Braille Sense. So I downloaded it from the Play Store, and I actually showed him. I said, well, I've actually gone into the classic version because I wanted that look. And it really does look a bit like Word when you go into it. So if I open it, so, you know, it's got file right across my Braille display. I've got file, edit, view, search, tools, options. So you've got, if you want to go down the list, you've got file, that's your... that would then take you into your open save as. And then you've got your edit menu, your view menu, your search menu, your tools menu, options. So, you know, it's a very straightforward interface, to be honest. You don't have to have it in the classic style. I couldn't tell you how to get it back to how it was when I first got it now, but you can. I think it is easier to have it in the classic because it really does work, and you can create your notes and you can save them. And at the moment, I see it's in TXT format, but I don't know whether you could actually save them in Doc or DocX files, because that might maybe infringe on Microsoft Word. So I'm not sure, but certainly I see here newfile.txt. So it's definitely worth it. And it's again, this is all these apps I've spoken about this evening are free. So as Jenny says, give them a go, because you never know. A lot of apps, of course, won't work, but a lot of them do. And I'm finding actually with the BrailleSense 6 that a lot of the apps are working, and that's really good news, because, you know, there were some frustrations with the Polaris, and you know, it's just so much easier now to get around and find a lot more stuff that does work. So you know, just explore. And if you don't like the app and you don't think it's going to be any use, it is quite easy to uninstall the app as well. So, you know, give it a go. So if anybody's got any questions or they've got any recommendations for apps that they've tried and, you know, they think is worth giving them a go, shout.
Thank you, Jackie. That is absolutely brilliant. I'm liking the old school editor, definitely.
Yeah.
You should have to have a look at that. So I am going to, sorry, I don't see any raised hands, but I have enabled mics. And I just see raised hand, and I have Paul Porter, who's just raised his hand. So Paul, I'm just going to invite you to unmute yourself if you want to ask your question, Paul.
Hi, Stuart. Just to say, I'm doing this in the BrailleSense 6, and it's working beautifully. I'm certainly can you hear me?
Sorry, yep, I'm sorry. It was. I'll turn off my voice. Voice off.
Yep. Thanks. So yeah, presentation's been really good for the last few weeks. I'm using Zoom and the BrailleSense 6, which is wonderful. I'm certainly finding that Teams works better in the BrailleSense 6 than it does on the PC, and I'm using that for work, which is great. I guess I've got a couple of points. I'm finding that some apps aren't available on the Play Store in the BrailleSense, and I think that's a Google issue rather than anything to do with HIMSS. So, for example, the BBC iPlayer isn't available, but you can download the APK. The new GPS app, Good Maps, came out this week, but again, it's not available in the Play Store. So I don't know if there's anything can do, or, you know, it's a bit annoying.
Jenny, I don't know, your audio seems a bit distorted. I'm not sure why. I don't know if you want to try and maybe just to mute yourself and unmute yourself again, maybe. It might come back. You sound like you're coming to us through some kind of Doctor Who. Yeah. If you want to try unmuting yourself now, it might bring you back properly.
No, okay, try it again. Is it still terrible?
Yeah.
It's not great. I'm not sure why. It sounds like you're.
So is that a bit of feedback?
Yeah, it's like you're feeding back something, but your mic is very loud as well. Has gone louder.
Hang on a second. Okay. Did that make a difference?
No, not really. You're still.
Okay. Hold on. How about that? Still the same?
Yeah. It's like a vibration.
It's as though something is vibrating, or something is.
Wait a minute. That's weird. I can't hear it. Okay. Did that make a difference?
No.
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 I didn't change anything. I haven't changed anything since I did my presentation. Oh my goodness.
I'll tell you what. Do you want to try logging out and log back in?
I can. Sure.
And we just see if that makes a difference. It might just let you, maybe when you rejoin the meeting, it might be fine. We'll see if Jenny comes back.
I was just going to say to Paul that I've got the BBC iPlayer. I think it was an APK one.
Yeah.
And I've got that, and I logged in, and I, you know, it's good. It's working for me quite well now. Yeah. I have to say.
I've got it too, and it's great. You know, but it's just a shame it's not in the Play Store.
Yeah, that's right. Because it puts people off, maybe.
I think it's to do with the app being touchscreen related, isn't it? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I think some apps, so the Kindle app is another case in point, I think.
Yeah, Kindle.
Doesn't see it as a screen. John is saying on chat that he thinks you have to use the APK to install the app manually. So that might make some sense. Yeah, definitely.
Once you've got it, it works beautifully. I've just got a question as well. You've been mentioning, Stuart, the OneSync app.
Yes.
And I downloaded it, and I couldn't, when I went in to log in, when I went into the username field, for example, as soon as I started typing, it was as if I was still using first letter navigation.
Now, I had that problem too, and I reported that, and I thought that had been fixed. I mean, it's because they gave us a new build, and it did fix for me. The same thing, you press enter on it, you'd get a cursor,
yep.
You press the first letter, and it would go out of, yeah.
I found a workaround. I put the username and then the password into the notepad, and then copied each one individually, and then that got me straight in. So that worked.
Okay.
But it frustrated me for weeks trying to figure that out.
And is the OneSync working okay for you, Paul?
Yeah. No, it's really good. Yeah.
It's a great app. It takes a little bit of setting up because you need to sort of work out these folder pairs. But once you get your head around what you need to sync,
very good. But things like, you know, I'm using Netflix on it. I'm using the other BBC apps. You know, it's just great. And I've really started using it, you know, for work as well as for pleasure. And it's just a really nice device. I mean, just to say that, if you don't know, I work for RNIB, and I was involved with the original, well, helped sort of develop the original RealSense Mini with the Avona voice that RNIB had at the time. So I've got a long history of, you know, working with him, and it's great to see such a great device.
Oh, wow.
Coming onto the market. And we might, you know, we should also be able to get RNIB reading services directly onto the device at some point as well.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. We have been, Dave Williams and myself have been kind of chatting about that, and Dave had linked me to James Bartlett. Yeah. Is that the guy's name?
So we can, you know, we can work on that.
That would be awesome.
If you've any, I have made contact with James to try to see can we get that sorted out. We will.
Yeah, because I absolutely love the download service.
I
use it a lot. So, you know, that would just be just another tool in my little box.
Yep, absolutely. And just one final thing, I don't know if people know, but I downloaded the Amazon Alexa app on the BrailleSense, and I've got a pair of Bluetooth Bose headphones. And I can be, you know, either near the BrailleSense or away from it. I can press and hold the button on the headphones and just give it Alexa commands.
Oh, wow.
And it works beautifully. It's fantastic.
Glad to say Jenny is back with us. Hopefully you're hearing us, Jenny.
I can hear you, but I don't know if I'm
sounding perfect. Excellent. Perfect. 100% again. Glad to have you back. Okay. We were just talking about using the Alexa app, Jenny, and RNIB reading services. So they're all things for the future. Or maybe reading services.
Yeah, sorry, Jenny.
And I don't know. I wanted to address that because that is a really strange one, and we're not really sure why. So just before you move on, because I didn't get to answer that before. So there are some things that require a screen or that think they do, and so they will not be available, and you do have to, but Good Maps should not be one of those. So I'm not exactly sure why that's not showing up. We do know about that one specifically, but yeah, you will sometimes find an app that for some reason doesn't seem to want to be available to the BrailleSense 6. And we think it's something to do with our device identification, but we can't quite figure out what it is. Now, I think Amazon Kindle is one that you can't download because it thinks it has a screen. Again, you can install the APK. It's freely available from Amazon. So there are a lot of things that, APK Pure is a really great site that if for some reason you cannot install the app from the Play Store, and most of the time you can, but if for some reason you can't, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not accessible. So you might try that. So I just wanted to address that before you move
too far.
Thanks, Jenny. And just on the GPS thing, John Gallagher is mentioning Lazarillo in chat, and he says, if you want to use it, you have to obviously connect your BrailleSense 6 to your Wi-Fi access points because to get internet when you're out and about. So yeah, definitely I haven't tried Lazarillo, but that's interesting. I just see Kerry from New Zealand has her hand raised and has been raising it for a while. So Kerry, I'm going to, hopefully you can unmute yourself. And good to have you with us from, must be about 8 in the morning over there at this stage. I think we have you, Kerry.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that was actually one of the things I was going to ask you about, what the best GPS apps are. And also I'm interested in what OCR apps that you've been successful with.
Ah, yeah, I've got a couple of OCR apps on this. I've put them on just to try it, but I don't find it particularly easy because while it works well, I've got two. ICANN is one, and I think it's called ICANN, and the other one is called Sullivan Plus. And Sullivan Plus is a great little app if you have an Android or iPhone. It works really well on those, but it also does work on the BS6 too. And the only thing that I find quite hard is holding the device over a document and then, you know, stopping the lid of the case flopping down, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, that could be tricky.
Yeah, it is a bit. So it definitely does work because I've done it, but it's, and Lookout as well, Google Lookout's really good on it, that works well. But I have to say that it is a little bit hard when you've got the lid of the case and then you need to press, you need to find out where you are, obviously in the app to fire off the camera, and then you've got to press probably the enter key, and it's all a bit quite fiddly when you've got something that's pretty big to do, you know. It is a bit, so there is a knack to it, let's say.
I tried KNFB Reader on the Polaris, but I think a sighted person was giving me a hand with lining it up.
Sure.
Yeah.
I will say it's much easier on the mini models.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mini models do lend themselves well too, because the camera's centered and it's a lot smaller, and it's much more natural on the mini models. I know, and not everyone can use mini models just for that purpose. So yeah, they do work well. We're trying to figure out how to use external cameras to do that. That's been a little tricky. We tried something in beta that didn't really work, so we're still working on that. It is something that we would like to try to do, is to figure out how to let you do that with external cameras. That would make that a lot easier, of course.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you, Kerry. Thanks for your question, and thanks for coming along. You came to most of our sessions, I think, so we appreciate that. Anybody else who might like to ask a question, you're free to unmute yourself now. I've switched on the unmute if anyone wants to unmute themselves and make any comment or ask. Whilst we have Jenny here and Jackie, of course, if anyone wants to ask questions, or if anyone else has used apps that you'd like to mention that maybe we haven't discussed tonight.
Hi, this is Aiden.
Hi, Aiden. How are you?
I'm good. I just thought I would let everyone know I've been using a whole lot of apps. I've used Amazon Shopping, Alexa. I use several different browsers, Brave, Kiwi, Chrome, depending on what I want to do, Clubhouse. I've got Docs on here. I've got all the different syncing services, Drive. I've got so much stuff on here, and even a financial calculator. So, and all my banking apps. So yeah, I've got a lot. I love it.
That sounds like a huge amount of apps. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I use it for work because I do a lot of chatting and text messaging for work. And the app I use, because I'm a tarot card reader, the app I have to use is really great. And also, Jenny is right. Like, I looked for, because a lot of times I want to shuffle cards really quick and I want to use software. And I looked at a bunch of tarot apps and hardly any of them would work. And then after about the 20th one, I found one that worked. So, wow. Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know. Great job to Hems here on this one. I really love it.
Thanks, Eden.
I meant to mention earlier, I actually really love Microsoft Edge as a browser, and I didn't really think about that. I was looking for something specific. I think it was when Stuart and I were trying to test remotely FM, and I was trying to look for a non a different type of browser. And I happened to remember that Microsoft had Edge for Android, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And especially that is one thing that on the BrailleSense 6 sometimes, you know, if you're looking something up, our browser is really great. And if you're looking and you're wanting to navigate, it's good. But if you need to interact with something, it's sometimes better to use a third-party browser. And I actually, you know, I've used Chrome, and you can. It's fine. Brave is good. But I don't know. For some reason, my go-to has become Microsoft Edge, and it's super fast. But yeah, I do the same thing as she does. I use a lot of Amazon apps. I use Apple Music. I like being able to use first letter nav, you know, although it doesn't quite, you know, I still love to use Siri on my iPhone and just have it tell it what to do. But if I'm actually trying to browse my library or search for something, I really like being able to type in Braille and use first letter nav. There, again, it just depends on what it is that you want to do. And there's so much, you know, aside from social networking sometimes, you know, which like I said, but gosh, you know, anything, and conferencing apps, it just doesn't matter whether you're using Skype or Teams or Zoom. They just, to me, I don't, there's nothing I like better. I would much rather do it on the 6 because of the first letter nav and being able to turn your voice off and do things silently, especially while a meeting or something is going on. It's really nice not to have it chattering back at you. So it's just, plus you can curl up in a chair, you know, you don't necessarily, if you're not trying to demonstrate like me and having a mixer connected and all that, you can just curl up in a chair and attend a Zoom meeting, and it's just fantastic.
Well, there's no curling up in a chair for you, Jenny. No, you're fully set up with all your cables, are you?
Hi, it's Paul again. Hey, Paul. I've got a quick question. I wanted to try the Natick Twitter program. I downloaded it after I got the update and installed it, and it's showing up in programs. But when I enter on it, nothing happens. Have I done something wrong, or? Is there anything else I need to do? Can anyone think offhand?
Do you have a Polaris or a BrailleSense 6?
6.
Where did you get the link? Because you might have the one for the Polaris.
Okay. I think I got it from the Natick.
You know what? I think that might be the one for the Polaris. Yeah, you can just uninstall that with space D. Probably you'll have to email them. I really think the one on their website is for the Polaris. He announced it.
If you look on their Twitter account, they have a link to about a month and a half ago, he posted a link. So if you go to Natick's Twitter account, that's where I found it, or DM them. They're really responsive.
Thank you.
Okay, that's brilliant. And yeah, it'd be good for people to try out that app, because the Natick did a great work on the Polaris.
Well, I'd like to try that. So if somebody, what's the name of the company? Or
it's Natick. It's Nattiq. So it's a weird.
Okay.
But yeah, and the app is called MoTweet. It's MoTweet, MoTweet.
Okay, MoTweet.
I can send you, Jackie, I can send you the email address
for
their CEO, who's very he's very quick to get back.
Yeah, I'd like to try it, because I in the days of the U2, I was a big fan of the very simple but very effective Twitter. You know, it is the only, like Jenny, it's the only social media application that I use. I'm not into Facebook or anything, and I do like Twitter, and I like TW Blue for Windows, and I like Twitterific on the iPhone, but I've never really found anything on Android that I can honestly say I like. I don't like Tweetings very much, and I'm not keen on Plume either, or the native Twitter app. I don't know. I just find them a bit sort of clunky, that there can be adverts. And I'm just really interested to hear about this Twitter client. So I'd like to try that.
One of the problems, and, you know, so I'm sure people are going, well, why can't you, you know, why doesn't this work? The reason that social networking is really difficult is there's just often so much going on the screen.
There's so many.
And so when you're using a touchscreen, it's a little bit easier because you can, you know, move around with your fingers and stuff like that. But on a device like ours, you really do need, you know, specific content areas. And that's really what it is. There's just too much happening.
Yeah.
It's too busy. So it's not really a question of accessibility. It's more about form. And that is the problem, you know, social networking applications, there's especially now, there's just, you know, they always get more complicated. There's always so much more that you can do with them. So they're just super busy. And it's confusing to try and navigate around with them. So that's really what it's about. It's not really about us not, you know, so it is, that's one area, just kind of like a text editor, although Jackie found some fantastic third-party apps that I'm definitely.
I think Jenny, just going back to your point about the whole Twitter, the whole social networking thing, you almost want a Twitter client on the BrailleSense 6 that has that note taker feel, don't you?
Yeah, but it's not easy done though, is it?
Yeah, I think you will like the Motweet application, Jackie.
Yeah, I must give that a go because I loved when I was watching TV in the evenings, reading my U2, you know, in the old days of just using the Him's own Twitter client, and I could just reply or whatever. I just thought it was brilliant. And I've never found anything since, you know, the U2 for that quite as well. So I'm really looking forward. I'm going to give this a go.
Yeah, you'll like it, Jackie. It's a good, I actually, my demo ran out. I have to go buy it now. But and for a while there, they were only taking bank transfer, but he sent me a PayPal address. So it sounds like they're working on getting that straightened out.
Excellent. Thank you.
You'll love it, though, because it seems very similar to the old BrailleSense Twitter app.
Yeah, excellent.
And there are some things, and that is exactly where I was going with that. So I was going to say, you know, text editors is one, that's why we create, you know, our word processor and our email. There are some things that just really work better with a note taker specific interface. And I think, unfortunately, social networking is just always going to be one.
Yeah.
Or a specialized interface for like the PC, like you said, TW Blue or Tweeza Cake, you know, it's just one of those things that has to be done for us specifically, I think, for it to be efficient.
Okay, just a last shout for anybody who might have questions. If there's anything else anyone wants to jump in and mention, or if you have a favorite app or something you've enjoyed using with your BrailleSense 6 over the last couple of weeks, I'm just going to, whilst we're waiting for that, in case anyone has anything, I'm going to thank sincerely Jenny and Jackie for giving their time and coming along and sharing so much information with us this evening for Jackie and very early in the morning for Jenny. And we really appreciate that. And thank you to everybody who's joined us over the last 5 weeks. We at Sight and Sound are very grateful for your time and your feedback and your attendance. And everybody who signed up for these sessions will receive an email tomorrow. Because what we do want to know is what might you like to see next, because we want to run some more of these in early in 2022.
Yeah,
so if you've comments, please reply to the email that you'll receive later tomorrow. Jenny and Jackie, thanks so much. Thank you everyone else for joining us, and stay well and stay safe. And on behalf of everyone at Sight and Sound, we're saying good night and talk to you all soon.
Thank you,
everybody. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.